By stitched garments, what we mean is something that is in the shape of a garment, like a shirt or a kurta. If you are wearing it in that manner, it's not permissible. But if there's threads right round the ihram, there's no harm. In fact, even if it is sewn, it is makruh. But if it is sewn, then too that ihram is valid. If a person sewed his sheet, just because for the protection of the satar, he does not know how to be careful, so therefore he sewed it up like a lungi. It is permissible. In fact, if a person is 100% certain that his satar will be exposed in the ihram, then it is permissible for that person to wear a sewn ihram sheet, and there will be no sin also on such a person. But generally, it is not better to have it sewn. You should leave it like that. Just tie it up in a proper way. And some sort of practice must be undertaken before you go for Hajj. If a person has never worn a lungi in his life, and suddenly when he's just about to put on the ihram, he's trying to tie the lungi, he's going to have a problem. So you should try and practice a little before going. So this is the important thing, that this namaz, the 2 rakat namaz, if it is not makruh time, then you should make it. If it is makruh time, then even that namaz should not be made. Because the essential thing now is that ihram. And what is ihram? After you've got the sheets on, you remove your hat, and you make the niyat and talbiyah, that is your ihram. So if you are making the namaz, then the namaz you make with your hats on. You got your sheets of ihram on. Now with your hats on, you make the namaz. After you have made the namaz, then you say, Ya Allah, in simple language which you understand, you say, Oh Allah, I intend making umrah. So make it easy for me and accept it from me. That's all. Simple. Oh Allah, I intend making umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it from me. Then you read the labbaik. Labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. This labbaik, it is sunnat to read it 3 times. To read it 3 times is sunnat, but to read it 1 time is wajib. And it must be read in an audible voice. It is wajib to make any zikr, but to read this particular labbaik, it is sunnah. So therefore, the person should learn this and read it 3 times in an audible voice. The women folk, there is no difficulty for them at all. They do not have to change into sheets or anything of that nature. Whichever normal dresses they wear, they can wear the same dress for ihram. There is no question of them having any special kind of ihram dress. That is not necessary. Yes, what is important is that that dress must be simple. It must not be fashionable, because you are going for Hajj and you are not going there just to display the type of garment that you have. It is not a fashion show there. So that dress must be simple. But what is most important for the ladies and those who are taking their wives along, you will also be sinful if you allow them to go like that. And that is that most of the ladies, or many, many ladies, are seen there with very thin white material. And it reflects not only their bodies, but also the blackness of their hair. If they wear clothes like that and make Hajj, the namazes which they make in those kind of clothes are not valid. It is not accepted. The du'as which they will make in that kind of dress, they will be getting nothing but curses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, if they are wearing white material, they must make sure that it is thick and it covers their body properly and it doesn't reflect any part of their body. And especially the scarves which they put on their heads, they must make sure that there is a lining under that cloth and it doesn't reflect the blackness of their hair. Remember this, because as husbands, you will also be responsible. And this is a very common error of our women folk. So they must wear the same dress, and it is extremely easy and simple for them